The opinions expressed on this program are solely those of its hosts, guests, or callers, and do not necessarily represent the opinions of WTBR-FM, its management, other producers, or sponsors.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is WTBR 89.7 FM, Pittsfield's Community Radio, and you're listening to Stuff, a show about tips, hints, hacks, a joke or two. Listen in every Thursday morning. Here we go.
I have to hum because I'm eating.
That's okay. Everybody else at home is eating too, probably.
Mm-hmm. Welcome, welcome. Welcome to our show. This is Lynn.
And Bev, and I'm
together,
warning you.
What?
I'm warning you, everybody. This is Stuff.
We have never done a warning. But you know what? We have a lot of new listeners.
We do.
And some of them may need the warning because they've only heard us once, maybe. Or maybe you're here for the first time.
Oh, my.
And we just want to let you know that a lot of things happen here that we don't plan.
It's so much ad lib, but that's okay.
But I am Lynn.
And she is.
And you are.
Bev.
And together we are
Stuff.
Every Thursday morning, 8:30 WTBR 89.7 FM. And what's our other channel?
WSBR 88.1.
Aha. Welcome.
Excuse me.
We have a disclaimer.
We do, and I will get it out immediately here. Let's see. Saved recordings. Okay.
It's like you're here. It's like everyone's here, and they're watching me eat. That was Greg.
That was me.
That's insane that what AI can do. That's not really AI.
No, it's not.
No, it's not AI.
But it's kind of like that.
It's creepy.
I thought that was really good.
That was deep from a movie.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, that was very deep from a movie. That was very good. I hope you all can understand that. And if you can't, well, no. Okay.
If you look at the podcast, there's a gentleman here in the office who says it normally.
Yes.
Every time.
Yes. Very normal. But we're not about normal here at Stuff.
Oh, gosh, no.
At all.
So boring.
We will start right now with a quote of the day.
Yeah.
You've probably heard this one from Carl Sandburg. You know who he is?
Mm-hmm.
Life is like an onion. You peel off one layer at a time, and sometimes you weep.
Oh, I didn't remember the last part. That's good.
Sometimes you weep.
Oh.
The weeping are the hard times.
That's deep.
But they're temporary.
So are the good times.
Temporary.
Not to put a damper on anybody's spirit out there, you know.
I know some of you are thinking, not mine. Mine's not temporary. Mine's permanent. Well,
which one?
Any weeping.
Okay.
Weeping.
Okay. Oh, I'm sorry for
you. I know we're starting off on the wrong foot.
Well, I have three true or false.
I have to get my pen.
Okay. And I have two true, one false.
Two true, one false.
Yep. Number one. Honeybees. Have two large compound eyes and three smaller ocelli eyes.
Two plus three?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Number two, World War I started in July 1914.
Oh. Oh, okay.
And Mahatma Gandhi was the first Prime Minister of India.
Hmm. One is false.
One is false.
All right. So you all ruminate on that. We will repeat that at the top of the second half of our show. And guess what you get at the end?
Nothing.
The answer. And whether it be right or wrong, doesn't matter. It's all for fun. That almost rhymed, but it didn't. So I have to share. I have to share.
Okay. Okay.
Lava cake.
That sounds good.
You've had lava cake.
I think I have.
So it's for those of you who don't recall what it is. It's that little cake that you can get in a restaurant or you can make. It's a small little personal cake where it's warm on the inside. You break it open and all the chocolate pours out.
Yeah.
And it is served with vanilla ice cream and or whipped cream.
It really is a little cake.
It's a little cake, like in a muffin tin size. And it sometimes is served with fresh raspberries or strawberries. It's really good.
No matter how it's served, it's good.
Yes. So I have tried making these at home from scratch. I've also purchased a lava cake kit to make, none of which really came out great.
And
so yesterday, I am at my lovely daughter-in-law's house, and she has made, she said, we're going to make lava cake. This is what we did. It's on, like, you can look it up, and I think you can just kind of Google Domino's lava cake recipe.
Okay.
So it is from Domino's Pizza place.
That's a weird place for it to come from.
This is what you do. You get a box of dark chocolate cake mix. You get a can of chocolate frosting that's already made in the can. You pour the cake mix in a bowl. You add 2 eggs and a half a cup of oil. That's it.
That's it.
You mix it all up. You have reserved a little bit of the cake mix to put inside of your ramekin that you have buttered. Just to, you know, dust it around so that you don't stick.
Okay. Okay.
You then pour a little, you put a big, big glob of the cake batter into the ramekin or the muffin tin.
Okay.
Then you make a little hole with your finger in that, like a little divot, and you take some of that frosting, maybe a tablespoon, you plop that in.
Before you bake it.
Then you put another layer of the cake batter on top. So now you've sandwiched the frosting in between 2 layers of the cake batter.
Okay.
You bake it in the oven on 450. How many things do we bake at 450?
Everything.
450 for 15 minutes. Watch it because you want to, you know, your oven might be a little off. You take it out and you flip it over onto a plate. And I can tell you that when you cut into the middle, there is a volcano.
Oh, my gosh.
There is a chocolate lava that pours out. It is perfect.
But the stuff that you had done earlier didn't do that?
It just didn't do it that well because they didn't have it where you put something in the middle of the layers when before you bake. It was more of a cake that you underbake a little so that the chocolate in the center has not cooked.
Oh.
And if you overcook it, it cooks that center so you don't get...
Any of that.
All may be thinking that there's a recipe that you used, and that's great. But for me, this was the first time I had ever seen it made like this. And for the very first try, it came out perfect. There you
la,
go.
La, la.
Ah, yeah, it was so good, and it's probably so full of junk and calories. But at that moment, I didn't care.
So are jelly beans. Nothing but pure sugar, but oh, there's addictive.
What's your favorite one?
The white one is pineapple.
The white one. Those are fruit? So white, black, and red are my favorite.
Well, there's no black in there, but there is red.
She brought me a bag of jelly beans.
She brought me breakfast.
I did. That's why we're chewing. And we can chew. You know why?
Why?
It's our show.
as long as we don't smack.
Mm-hmm. I want to thank all the people that have chatted with us in the last couple of weeks about our show. We have a guest that we have often, Mary Hood.
Mm-hmm.
People love Mary.
Mm-hmm.
They think Mary did a great job. Mary is a faithful listener who is actually looking for some podcasts that are missing on our
Really?
Yeah, we have to check that out. We need to check that out. So we're still looking to have Patty on again, and I'd love to have Marie come in.
Yeah.
And we've got Nan, who would love to have come in, and
Emily.
We'll be working on that. Emily, Joshua. I think Joshua would like to come in. So that would be fun. What have you got today?
I have a plethora of Uncle John's great big bathroom reader.
Uncle John is awesome. He should be in every bathroom. Well, you know.
Take turns. This one I found, I found a lot of short ones so it wouldn't take too much time. You're my inspiration. Clint Eastwood, this is funny, developed his distinctive manner of speech by studying the breathy whisper of Marilyn Monroe.
Ooh! And he
Make my day.
I never knew he created that.
Yep.
Or I never
followed
knew
her.
That.
Yeah.
I wonder, there's a backstory to that, why he wanted to do that.
Maybe he just enjoyed listening to her.
It worked for him.
It sure did.
It worked for her.
Yeah.
There's one movie that I watched. It was called The Shack. Really intense movie. The main character, the father slash husband, the whole movie he spoke in that kind of whisper voice. And I can tell you, it got really old.
I imagine it would.
It did. His voice never came. I understand that you can use that voice from time to time in a movie, his voice never got to where it was like a voice without a whisper.
Right, right.
It was always a whisper.
That's probably good for intense parts of the program.
But not the whole thing.
Right.
Like, we can change ours. We can talk with a whisper.
Yes, we can.
Yes.
And we do at a time.
Make my day.
Yes.
Yeah.
Ooh.
What did he say to that guy? You might be thinking right now, what was that? What was that? What was that?
I'm going to let you do it because I don't remember.
I don't remember it either, but man, what a good actor. What a good actor. So, what do you have?
You just asked me, and I gave you. So now it's your turn.
Out of control tipping is what my focus is right now. Out of control tipping.
We are the people that do the most of it, too.
Mm-hmm. So how many times do you go somewhere and you pay on the screen, and what screen comes up?
The tipping screen.
And now a lot of them start at 20%.
Yeah.
And you're standing there. It's awkward. It's awkward because the clerk or whoever is standing there. And it's very awkward because you can choose your custom tip, but that's at the bottom usually.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So it's easier just to click one. For me, it's all about service. It's not even about the food.
Right.
Because it's the wait staff that's taking care of me, and they will, you know, the service is what it's all about. So it says here, these are places where you are not required to tip at all.
Here in the States?
Here, anywhere.
Oh.
Fast food restaurants. And this is coming from, I'll tell you, I didn't make it all up. This is coming from Dadis Fire. So it's D-A-D-I-S as in Sam, Fire, like burning fire. Never heard of it.
Nope.
But it popped up on my screen. Fast food restaurants. So it says, fast food used to mean grabbing a quick meal without any extra steps. You order at the counter, you take your food, and you go. But now, tip jars are showing up next to the registers. Now, that happens at Dunkin' Donuts, where I was this morning. And digital payment screens, which we just talked about, nudge you toward adding a little extra. The thing is, fast food was never about personalized service.
It was only about speed.
Yeah. There's no tableside assistance or someone refilling your drink. It's a simple transaction, but the expectation to tip is creeping in. It says, wow. if tipping becomes the norm here, does that mean fast and affordable food won't be so fast or affordable anymore?
True.
Hmm.
Huh. I have never tipped at one of those.
Oh, you haven't?
No. Shame on me.
Well, no, not if it, really, when you think about it, it's kind of overdone now.
Yeah.
And I have more.
Sometimes they ask you to tip as much as a meal.
Oh, my. Well, with fast food, that could be, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Like what I'm eating right now.
And she's eating it fast.
Mm-hmm.
People from other countries think you're polite, do you think? You think they do. So here are a few tips about what's considered good manners around the world. In Switzerland, you have to buy wine for your table if you drop your bread in the fondue. So if somebody has ordered fondue and you put your bread in and it falls off the stick, you got to buy wine for the table.
Well, that's fun.
The whole table. Yeah, I can imagine.
Because that would happen if you don't have a good hold on that piece of bread.
Right.
With your fondue fork.
Can't put your finger on it.
Yeah. What else do you have?
Let's see. In Belgium and Luxembourg, avoid sending a gift of chrysanthemums. They are a reminder of death.
Mm. What's our reminder? What do we have? The lily.
Yeah. Yeah. But I like lilies.
I like lilies, too.
In Sweden, wait until you're outside your guest's house before putting your coat on. If you put it on before you leave, that's bad manners.
Hmm.
How long are you going to go to Sweden?
What?
In Jordan, leave small portions of food on your plate. Also, refuse seconds at least twice before accepting. Now, do they realize that this person on the third request is going to say yes?
Probably.
Do you want that?
Growing up in an Italian family.
Yes.
That happens all the time because they don't stop until you finally give in and say, yes, I'll have more.
Oh.
You can't be expected to eat one plateful. There's always going to be
But they
more.
Always fill them so big.
Mm-hmm. Manja.
Hmm.
It's a compliment. It's an insult if you
I
don't
take
more.
I heard that a burp was an insult. It was
Oh,
was
yeah. There's where
a compliment
that,
as well.
Yes. In some country. I don't think I it's
don't,
here.
I don't remember where, but although you need to burp.
There's a lot of burping here, I think, though.
There's a lot of excuse me.
Excuse me. Coffee shops, here we go. Coffee shops have turned tipping into a moment of social pressure. You order a latte, you tap your card, suddenly a screen pops up asking if you want 15, 20% or more. The barista is standing right there, waiting like we just talked about. It's uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm.
A simple coffee run now comes with a moment of hesitation. The price already reflects the cost of making and serving that drink because they're paying people to work there.
All she's doing is lifting her arm.
Mm-hmm. Yet tipping feels almost mandatory. It used to be that you tipped if you lingered in a cafe for hours, taking up space.
Mm-hmm.
Now, even if you're just grabbing a black coffee to go, there's an expectation to pay more.
But, all right, how much does a coffee cost?
Well, it depends on where you're going, right? So it could be $4 at, like, maybe Starbucks.
Oh, okay.
Or maybe a dollar something at Dunkin'. Do I have my receipt? I don't have my receipt from this morning. Yeah. So,
did you tip?
I did not.
Okay.
But you know what I did do?
You said thank you.
Well, I did, and I also, they were hustling this morning, and they were cleaning. The manager was hustling. She was cleaning the counters and pulling out the machine, you know, the little machine on the counter from the wall and going behind there, and I just think that's great.
Yeah.
And I did mention, you know, you guys are really hustling today. You're working hard, and the kid said, well, you know, we got to do what we got to do. And I said, you're right. Good for you. Keep it up. I love to see good worth ethic like that when you're hustling. Hustle.
I hope I get somebody to come to my house and be like that.
And hustle? To clean?
Yeah.
Well, doesn't it make you feel good, though, to see them cleaning when you're in a food place?
Most definitely. Yes. Most definitely.
Yes.
Or a medical office.
Yes.
Good God.
Have you ever gone into the hospital or and seen, like, something on the floor?
No.
Yeah.
You have, obviously.
Yeah.
Disconcerting.
Yeah. Not around here, but yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah, okay. Yeah. In Portugal, signal you enjoyed a meal by kissing your index finger and then pinching your earlobe.
Where did that come from?
I have no idea.
Reminds me of Carol Burnett.
Yeah.
She wiggled her earlobe when she would say goodbye. She didn't kiss, though.
Let's see. In Iran, shake hands with children. It shows respect for their parents.
Oh.
That's kind of nice.
I like that. Teaches children how to greet you.
This one I'm having a little problem with. In Korea, allow others to pass between you and the person you are conversing with. Don't make anyone walk behind you. Now, what if you're in a line, a queue, and you're talking to somebody, but there's people behind you? Do you step aside and let them go ahead of you?
I think it means if you and I are having a conversation and somebody needs to walk past us, they can go in between the two of us, which I think is rude.
I do, too.
I would never do that.
Just like the people who have grocery carts that they stop in the middle of the aisle and they leave the cart and walk away.
I know. We don't mean to be real critical people.
No,
we really don't.
No.
You do. There are social graces. Like that, when you're in the grocery store.
Or they'll park them and stand right next to them.
Yeah, look around and see where you are and where you can put your cart that would not be in the way. And if it is in the way because you're looking for the peanut butter and somebody comes along, you have to be aware and move your cart.
Right. And when you walk by somebody and you have to go through their plane of looking, do you say, excuse me?
Yes.
I do, too.
Always.
But I have seen a lot of people just ignore it.
Yes. That's when you say, excuse me. And then when they don't say thank you, you say, thank you. Or you say, thank you. And somebody doesn't say, you're welcome. I'm guilty. I'll say, thank you again. And if they don't say you're welcome, I'll say you're welcome.
Yeah. I don't say anything at all.
I've done that not often, but then I have to think to myself, okay, wait, are they preoccupied?
You're not ADHD?
Do they have a hearing issue and they can't hear me? Are they sad that day about something? I always run that through my head. Okay, wait a second. You don't know.
People.
I remember one time, oh, Bev, and listeners, people. Many years ago, I was in the grocery store. I was in the meat department, and there was a lady there, and she was doing something, and I asked her about a specific piece of meat that I wanted, and she was gruff with me, and then I asked her something else, and she just was like, not. And I looked at her, and I said, are you having a bad day? And she burst out crying.
Oh, my word.
And that poor woman was having a very bad day. We ended up hugging.
Aww.
And ended up standing there talking to her. I felt so bad that I was a little annoyed. But you never know.
No.
You never, ever
These
know.
These are people. They're not machines.
People. People.
Oh, here
who
we
need
go.
People.
See how down I can go.
Here's another one. Food trucks. Okay. If you're at a food truck. I love food trucks.
How can you tip when you're at a food truck? Because your hands are going to be full
I know.
Stuff.
With stuff. Food trucks were supposed to be casual, no-fuss alternative to sit-down restaurants. You walk up, you place an order, you get your food in a paper tray, and you walk away. Simple.
Yeah.
But now those card readers with the tip percentages, they're making their way to food trucks. If you wouldn't tip at a hot dog stand, why is a food truck any different?
And besides, a lot of them don't give you those little trays. You got French fries in one hand and hamburger in another, and then you had a soda somewhere else.
Yeah, trying to hold it all. Have you ever gone to a food truck festival?
No, but I'd like to.
They have, I bet you could just look it up on the internet, where the food truck festivals are. They've been around here. And they have an asparagus festival in Hadley.
Love asparagus.
And that was really fun. And they have some food trucks. But the food truck festivals are really fun because there's tons and tons of food trucks. The problem is you can't really, I want to sample some of them.
Yeah.
But you can't really because you're full.
Well, not only that, they're usually crowded.
And crowded. And the good food trucks always have a long line.
Yeah.
So you're in a line for a long time.
Especially when you're married to somebody who won't stand in a line.
He won't stand in a line?
Not for very long.
What if there's three people in line?
He might make me wait in line, and then he'll go do something else and come back.
And come back? Yeah. I've seen people in line at a food truck festival, long line, which I think, that's ridiculous. They're never even going to get to the food truck. And maybe the food truck is going to run out of whatever it is they have.
Oh, my God.
Because think about it. They can only have a certain amount of stuff in the truck, and when it's gone, it's gone.
It is.
But yep. If you ever want to go to a cool festival in the summer, the Asparagus Festival in Hadley, Massachusetts.
I'll remember that.
Mm-hmm.
And right now,
we have to
take a break.
This is Pittsfield Community Radio, 89.7 WTBR-FM Pittsfield, 88.1 WSBR Lee.
WTBR. Impressive. Most impressive.
Wonder what happened to those great local PCTV channels? Did you lose them? No worries, they're still there. Go to cable channels 1301, 1302, and 1303 to watch the best local content on television. News and information, sports and entertainment, city council, school committee, July 4th parade. It's all there waiting for you. Pittsfield Community Television. For over 30 years, we are still your local television.
This is Pittsfield Community Radio, 89.7 WTBR-FM Pittsfield, 88.1 WSBR Lee.
I know I spent, wait a minute here, I'll get myself together. A television thing on the commercial, and then we go to the radio thing. There's two things happening here in this wonderful place. It's not just the radio. It's the radio and the television, and you can be part of it.
You can. All you need to do is come here, talk to the powers that be, tell them what your plan is, and they will decide, and chances are you'll be able to do a TV show or a radio program.
Just like we did.
That's right. And just like we might do in the future, a television program.
She's on that again. Sorry, I just can't put it up.
Hey, we have an email address, which is
stuffingforus@gmail.com.
Don't you think that it would be fun to have us do a TV program, which would be...
You really want to see these old faces?
Trying out little hacks that you see on the internet where they show you how you can do something, and then you're thinking, does that really work? And we would try it.
Well, those are kind of cute. I like those.
Yeah, yeah. That would be kind of fun to do.
And eat a peanut butter and mayonnaise sandwich.
So this is the second half of our show. I'm Lynn.
And Bev.
And this is Stuff.
And these are true or false.
Okay.
Honeybees have two large compound eyes and three smaller ocelli eyes. That's one. Number two. World War I started in July 1914. Number 3, Mahatma Gandhi was the first Prime Minister of India.
I'm so tempted to grab my phone and look this up, but I'm not.
Okay.
Because we don't do that.
No.
We really just kind of wing it, and sometimes it's...
You will for next week.
Right. Oh, really?
Yes.
I won't be here next week. Oh, well, wait. I will.
The next show.
Right.
Okay.
Right. The next show.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, 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 sir. I mean, yes, ma'am.
Excuse me.
I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry.
I may be small.
Oh, gosh. All right. Continue. You know, I'm scratching my head with my pen, and someday...
You're going to have ink all over your head. Headlines. I loved when the Donald television show, they used to do headlines at night. What was his name?
Johnny Carson.
No, yeah, well, him and somebody else, the guy after him.
Jay Leno.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Oh, my God, they were hysterical. Well, here's some for you anyway. Textron Inc. makes offer to screw company stockholders.
Oh, gosh. Don't people check? Don't people check? Yeah.
Makes offer to, screw company stockholders.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Those are funny. They also have church signs on the front of the church. What is?
Yeah.
It says... what was one of them? Send my wife to Brazil, please. It was a mission trip. And they were looking for donations. All right. So I was talking about tipping.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, it's pretty much the same in a lot of these, but this one I found interesting. Ice cream shops. It says, even something as simple as getting ice cream now comes with a tipping prompt. And that is true at Ben & Jerry's here in Pittsfield. Some shops have tip jars. Others have the digital payment system. But here's where it gets weird. Some places let you scoop your own ice cream and still ask for a tip at the checkout.
So you're doing all the work for them.
Correct. So what are you tipping for? But what creeps me out more... is that if I go somewhere and I am scooping my own ice cream and so are 100 other people all dipping into this ice cream.
But they're not putting it in their mouths.
But you don't know if while they're scooping with that scoop, is their hand touching it? Do they have a cold and they got a little dripping action going on there?
This woman has serious.
I don't want to scoop my own. But I know at Alada's, they have the machine. I think you pull down the handle and it comes out.
Somebody's got to touch the handle.
Soft serve. Well, that's true. But
I'm going to feed the anxiety.
I don't want to scoop my own ice cream. Yeah.
Squad helps dog bite victim.
No comma.
None. Man minus ear waves hearing. Iraqi head seeks arms. What you got?
There's actually, oh my gosh, there was actually, I don't want to say it. Okay.
It was
a headline, and I don't know. So takeout orders. So tipping used to be reserved for table service, where someone brought you your meal, they refilled your drinks, they checked on you throughout your visit. Now even picking up your own food prompts you for a gratuity. Many restaurants started pushing the tips. Do you know when? During the pandemic.
Oh, that's cruel.
And the trend never went away.
That's cruel.
But if you're already paying for the meal and taking care of the entire process yourself, is the extra charge justified?
No.
And it says here, with the rising cost of foods, adding another fee to takeout makes some people rethink it's worth the splurge.
I wonder how much they really make in all those tips,
I bet they make a lot. Especially if they're really nice and they... show that they care. You kind
well,
of
well, they show that they care, but they're probably faking the whole
thing. You think? Just to get the tip.
I'm the optimist here. She's the optimist. I'm the pessimist.
So let's say you're in a restaurant, and the food is terrible.
I usually do not tip.
Really?
Yeah.
So
even if they're the sweetest thing on earth.
Really?
Yep.
What if they come over and they help you and they bring your food back and try to get you a whole new plate and they feed you?
No, no.
You won't tip?
No.
Because you figure that's a reflection on the restaurant?
Well, sure.
Uh-huh. Okay.
It might maybe on the waitress, who has nothing to do with the way it's cooked. I can see an entrapment coming.
Well, I'm thinking of a couple of things. I always felt like if the wait staff can keep their own tip, that's different than pooling their tips. And I don't know if pooling the tip includes the cook slash chef.
Or if they get tips at all. And it goes straight to the company. Some places do that.
And then what do they do? Pay them out?
No, they keep it.
The tips?
Yeah.
Well, that's wrong.
Because they figure, well, it's my company and you're tipping my company.
That's when you want to try to put the money in the wait staff person's hand and say, put this in your pocket.
Yes.
And we've done that before and they've said, I can't keep it. I have to put it in the pool.
I made a woman keep it once.
Did she keep it?
Yes.
Oh.
She deserved it.
See? And I think... I don't get it. I think it's important for the person that's serving the table to receive the tip due them for them, not to pool it. If they're taking good care of me and I want to reward them.
Would it be
them,
rude to ask?
No, I don't think it would be rude to ask because you're tipping that person. You're grateful and satisfied.
But when it comes to a piece of paper at a restaurant, and you have to sign in and put your tip on that paper.
Where does that go? I don't know. I would imagine if their name is on the receipt, it should go to them. But then again, a lot of them pool, which I don't think is fair, especially if the food is not good, but the staff is good.
Hmm.
The staff does not deserve to be punished. That's not the right word.
Excluded.
If they're doing a great job and the chef isn't, it's not a reflection on the staff, the wait staff.
Right, right.
And vice versa. If the food's great and the wait staff stinks, well, then you don't give a good tip, right?
If you tip.
If you tip at all. I know. Ah, sticky. Okay.
Man shot, stab, death by natural causes ruled. That one had a lot of commas in it.
Read that one again and tell me where the commas are.
Man shot, comma, stabbed, colon, death by natural causes ruled.
Which one did he do first?
I don't know.
Wow.
Now, why would that, well, how could you fix that so it would make sense? Because usually that's what happens with these. They do make sense, but you can't tell the way they're written.
So it's man
shot,
comma,
stabbed.
Where's the comma?
Comma, shot. Shot, comma, rather.
Shot, comma.
Stabbed, colon? Yeah. Death by natural causes ruled.
Now, that doesn't make sense.
Mm-mm.
Even if you...
Nope. But that was a headline somewhere.
Uh-huh. Yep.
I like this one. Padres hit on penguins.
So where's the comma on that one?
There is none. Police begin campaign to run down jaywalkers.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, no. Once sagging cloth diaper saved by full dumps. Oh, my gosh. Okay.
Okay. So hotel housekeeping. Now, I know when we go away.
Oh, yeah.
We do this thing where we'll tip, if we're staying somewhere for a week, we'll tip in the beginning to whoever's going to take care of our room for the week. So that way, they like us right away, and they might do something special or, you know, make sure they do a really good job.
Now, I have something to tell you about that. They don't always have the same people do it every day.
That's true.
So they ask you, please tip every single day.
Because
Joni may get a really good-sized tip, but Lisa gets nothing.
That's true. And how do you know when to tip them when they haven't done your room yet? Because usually you leave the tip, you go for the day, they come to your room, they take the tip. Shouldn't you tip them after you come back to your room and make sure you have enough towels and they've replaced the shampoo and et cetera, et cetera?
It always seems natural to tip them before you leave.
I know. Isn't that strange?
Hmm.
That's like going to work on a job that you have. Your employer pays you every morning.
Wouldn't that be wonderful?
Before you work and they know you're going to stay all day.
Just guess how much you make every day.
You already have.
Maybe a dollar or two. It buys me my coffee.
So it says here, leaving a tip for housekeeping has long been an unspoken rule, but it's become more of an expectation. Some hotels even leave envelopes. I've had that.
Yes.
In the room.
Yes.
Gently reminding the guest to tip. But isn't cleaning the room part of what you're already paying for in the nightly rate?
But I don't know about that.
On longer stays, it makes sense to show appreciation for consistently good service. But when you're only there for a night or two, should you really be leaving extra cash? Hotels focus on paying their staff. Maybe hotels should focus on paying their staff fairly instead of nudging guests to fill the gap.
There's a lot of places, like I think England and maybe some other countries, don't like tipping.
Yeah, I have been places where it says no tipping. But then if you have really good service, don't you still get that nudge?
You still want to say, hey, thank you.
So you give them a little extra?
Child's stool, great for use in garden. Woman improving after fatal crash.
Oh, let's go back. Let's go back to the child's stool. There's no comma?
No. Stud tires out.
And we know they mean tires.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my gosh. Mm-hmm. Oh, my gosh. I like the stool one.
Man struck by lightning faces battery charges.
What?
That doesn't make sense.
No. And you think, where would the comma go? And it wouldn't. It wouldn't make any difference. It's got to be typos or errors that were made.
Man found dead in cemetery. Well, he's home.
I wonder if it's cheaper.
Oh, my God.
You're right there, right? Just, no, because I got to take, okay. Have you ever heard of tipping at a pharmacy?
No.
It says here, pharmacies are places where people go for essentials, like prescriptions, over-the-counter medicine, maybe a quick chat with a pharmacist. Lately, though, some have started putting tip jars at the register, making an already expensive errand feel even healthier. Heavier. Heavier. Pharmacists and cashiers are professionals who are already compensated for their expertise. Unlike restaurants or salons, tipping here freely feels completely out of place. The last thing anyone wants when picking up their antibiotics or their allergy medication is to feel guilty about not leaving extra change at the checkout. I have not seen that yet.
No, I have not, no.
That's strange.
You want me to leave you a tip and I'll put it in my hand in my pocket and I'll put it under it and then you're going to touch it after I touch it.
Yeah, sick people go to the pharmacy.
Yeah.
Yeah, isn't that weird?
Honeybees have five eyes.
Oh, it's that time?
Yes.
Get out.
Honeybees have two large compound eyes and three smaller ocelli eyes.
I think that's true.
World War I began in 1914. Mahatma Gandhi was the first prime minister of India.
I think World War II did not start in July of 1914. I think that's false.
So you think Mahatma Gandhi was the first prime minister?
Yes.
Wrong.
I knew that was coming. I knew that was coming.
Nehru. Was before.
You know, they named a shirt after him. That's how famous he was.
They did.
The collar. In the 60s.
I like those.
I think that India had the Nehru collar long before it became fashionable here.
Yes.
So
and that's the way it goes.
And we are done for the day. Have a wonderful week. Don't forget to join us next Thursday, 8:30.
The views and opinions of this program are those of the hosts and not those of PCTV or WTBR.